Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Prof, great to have you with us again this Thursday.
Good afternoon, Simon. Great to be live and not
yeah. Much more fun having you live, that is for sure. Prof, we kind of touched on the issue of a third wave or not a little earlier in the week, but really this whole issue is hotting up. Lots of talk about third waves and, address it again for us.
Yeah. You know, so I'm being inundated. I think just about every interview on radio or TV, whatever I've been on, or the news media, are we in the third wave? How do we know what makes it? How do we define the third wave? So I just want to go through a couple of points. First of all, why do we need to know? We need to know for two reasons. If there are some parameters by which we can actually measure that we're on the third wave, first of all, we can now then try and reduce transmission by public messaging, by increasing restrictions, and the two that are being talked about, increasing the duration of the curfew, limiting crowding or crowding events, or alternatively, we can also intensify case finding protocols. So this is one thing, try and reduce transmission. And also importantly, secondly, to mobilize resources, hospital resources, to laboratory resources for sequencing, trying to determine which districts are epicenters of a third wave, that kind of thing. So clearly it's very important to try and get some kind of parameters by which we can measure and assure ourselves that we're now into a third wave. I think we all agree, I think it's unanimous that we are going into a third wave. The only thing is when. So there are a number of alerting metrics. Metrics mean parameters that we can look at. I'll just mention some of them. You know, I won't go into too much detail, but just to give you some idea, the percentage change of weekly incidence, in other words, new cases, if that exceeds 20%, that's an alerting signal. If we range between 10 and 30 cases per week per 100,000 population, that's an alerting signal. And there's several others as well. If we're testing over 5% positivity over a 7-day period, that's an alerting sign. Hospital admission, and so on. There's about 10 or 20 of these different metrics that are used. And that'll then kind of classify, and we try to do it on a district level as well as a provincial level, whether a district has entered a new wave. And a new wave, we've also got a definition for that. Over a 7-day moving average, if the incidence reaches 30% of the previous peak, it was our second wave. That is again a sign that it is in fact in the third wave. Now, if you look at a province like the Free State, in fact, all those five districts meet the definition of a third wave. The Northern Cape, similarly, all their four districts meet the definition of a new wave. In Gauteng, there's one district, Sediping, which meets the definition of a new wave. Yeah. But not the other provinces. Northwest, two districts do. So nationally, we haven't reached those thresholds, those defining figures for a third wave. But of course, this changes regularly. And maybe next week I might have a different story, but it is certainly increasing. The cases are increasing, daily cases increase, hospital admissions are increasing. Interesting enough, it seems to be now starting to involve younger people, and some of them even without any comorbidities, some have landed up in hospital even, but that's more anecdotal rather than I've got any figures to kind of back that up.
Prof, I don't know what sources I'm reading, but somewhere last week I came across a stat that the claim that up, do you think no. There's any validity to a stat like
no,
that?
No, that's much too high. I think our figure's probably about a third, maybe 30% have people have seen the virus and will probably have some residual immunity. And that's why we have to kind of augment that natural immunity with vaccine immunity before we reach herd immunity. But 30% is way below what a figure that you're going to get herd immunity. And we can see it. I mean, this is why the epidemic is expanding.
Professor Shoup, thank you for your input this week. We do appreciate it, and look forward to chatting to you next week again.
Thanks, Simon. Shabbat shalom. All the best.